Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته You are listening to IRIB English Radio and you are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the noble Quran and the narrations of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and his holy progeny. We have in this studio our guest speaker, Sister Radhia Batul Najafi. Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear listeners, if you remember, we were talking about the love and affection towards our teenagers, especially. And we talked about how important this quality is and how important for us to guide our teenagers through this quality. Because, you know, if you pay love, you show your affection to your teenagers, no matter how rude they are, how far away they are from you, definitely this will close the gaps between you and your teenagers.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So we all need, because nowadays the big challenge is that there's a big gap between parents and youth and teenagers, So love can just fill up that gap very easily. Therefore, in Farsi, we say, as muhabbat kharha gul mi shawad, means you can just turn out the thorns into flower by showing your love.
Love can turn the thorns into flowers. Yeah. Wow, beautiful saying.
And it's true, the way we are discussing before too, that enemies can turn to the best friends. And here also you have said that all the gaps will fill by showing our love.
And
here
you are not confronting enemies, you know, not normal and ordinary people. You are confronting with your own part of your own soul, your own teenager, your own son and daughter.
Yeah, apple of your eyes.
Apple, yeah.
Exactly.
But we should not think very shortly, you know. If he or they asks few rude questions, we should not turn our doors off to them. We should keep our doors always open. Definitely within a couple of days or a couple of months, definitely it will work for you.
Yeah. And I usually say our teenagers, they are just like a guest in our house. So just take them as a guest, respect them, pay attention towards their needs and emotions.
You know how much Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would kiss and hug Hasanain alayhi salam.
Beautiful.
How much love he would show. You know, I remember once one person, when he witnessed that Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is hugging and kissing Hasanain alayhi salam a lot, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I never have kissed my son, although I have 10 sons. But I have never hugged and kissed them." Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever does not show his love towards his progeny and son and daughters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never shows his love to that person."
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at Irhamu.
Turhamu.
Turhamu, yeah.
Definitely, if you pay love, you I think show love.
Irham turham. Yeah, irham turham. Like if you show love towards others, Allah will show His love towards you.
Towards
beautiful,
you.
Beautiful, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, inshallah, after a short break, we will continue about this topic.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, Allah will write a reward for he who kisses his child, and Allah will bring happiness on Judgment Day to he who makes his child happy.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
Dear listeners, welcome back. So please, can you continue your...
Yeah, we are weak in expressions, you know. Like you said about the kissing, about touching, about giving space, about getting up for your children sometimes, showing that, yeah, we can see you are here, your presence. And you remember, we did mention before too that Prophet, he said, أَوْسِعُوا لِلشَّبَابِ فِي الْمَجْلِسِ. Yeah, in gatherings, you should give a space to your children. And then he says, and teach them new technology, new things. فَإِنَّهُمْ الْخَلُوفُ وَأَهْلًا لِلْحَدِيثِ. Because they are your representative and they are worthy for learning all this new stuff and new technology. So what kind of, like, again, these beautiful sayings of Prophet says that they have a special, you know, status in your life.
You show them you have love for them, you have respect for them, definitely this will keep a door open in their behavior. You know, when door is open, anytime they can come through that door. No matter how rude they are, no matter how disrespectful they are towards you, you have to keep your heart's
open.
Door
and
open.
Yeah, I love this ayah of Quran which gives us so much hope. It says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ أَعْتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, our sixth imam, he says under this ayah that when he reaches to the age of maturity, means somehow 18, yeah?
Yeah, maturity,
so,
yeah, 16 to 18.
Yeah, 16 to 18. That time he will realize and he will reach to the level of wisdom and knowledge. So we can take this point from here that our teenagers, they are learning by their mistakes, yeah? Like the same way when your child is learning how to walk,
yeah,
and
definitely,
you allow your child to, you know,
fell
sometimes here and there.
He
yeah.
breaks,
yeah.
you know, your glasses
exactly.
or your, you know, anything.
You know,
he
you
learns.
Know, because that is physical. You can see, yeah. therefore you compromise.
You control
it,
yourself
yeah.
and you do not become harsh.
Yeah, but here... In teen, everything is inner, like in mind and in soul and
spiritual
heart. Exactly.
And, yeah.
The war and the battlefield and everything is unseen, you know. So for parents, it's very difficult to go inside their mind and to understand what kind of thoughts they have and how I can, you know, manage with them, cope with them. So therefore, they get impassioned in so many areas, unfortunately. Yeah,
yeah, that's why our Imma, if you look at the hadith, you know, so many hadith and narrations they have regarding, you know, respecting and showing your love to your children. Because by showing your love, you get reward also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can close the gap. You can give a chance to your teenager.
Exactly.
To come into the right path, which is very important. So we should not be very short-tempered. We should be very patient, especially regarding our teenager. Again, we will continue, inshallah, after a short break. So, dear listeners, please join us after a short break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners.
This is the hadith of Rasulullah, أكثروا من قبلتي أولادكم.
Definitely.
Like, you have to constantly, you know, frequently you have to kiss and show your love towards your awlad. Awlad means your children. It doesn't mean that only a baby one. No, even teenagers. So if you're kissing them, for example, 20 times a day, you know, that is not enough. You can do more. You can go more because the wordings are aksiru. So you can show by hugging, by kissing, by, you know, saying that you are, you know, my future. You are part of me. You know, I remember the letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam towards his son, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, and the way Imam Ali is talking to his son in the letter. And that is one of the way, beautiful way that, you know, it's not necessary always you have to talk to your parents. You can just write some notes.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, so Imam is saying, because you are me and I am you, therefore I care about you. So that is the expression, yeah?
Yeah, because they are part of our soul and body both. They are our, you know, my own future and generation. So we should not think very short about them. We
mostly
should keep our minds always open. We should widen our thinks and thoughts about them. So let me say one more hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Man qabbala waladahu katab Allahu azza wa jalla lahu hasana." Whoever kisses his, you know, child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write a hasana for him. "Wa man farrahahu farrahahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah." This is very important. Whoever makes his children happy, Allah will make him happy in the day of judgment.
Subhanallah.
This is such a big and enormous thawab and reward.
Yeah. So the happiness which we get hereafter, that is forever.
Forever, yeah.
And that happiness comes from Allah. And the happiness which we give here is so short and it's from us. You know, it's nothing. But look at how, you know, loving our God is, that He is rewarding us with eternity. So even keeping this reward in mind make us so humble towards our children. And we start loving them sincerely, you know, for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala.
And we, if we look at the Hazrat Nuh, you know, how he was very, you know, passionate about his son. And, you know, in the last moment also, Hazrat Nuh wanted to bring his son. You know, he wanted to save his son.
It's a very good point. Yeah. I never heard it in
how
this way.
How much time he
spent to
guide him.
Yeah.
But he did not become, you know,
tired and hopeless.
Hopeless.
Yeah. He never said, I know his past. Yeah. You know, I know maybe because of his friends or his mother, he was a bit astray from the path of from the right path. But he never said that, I know this person is not going to change.
He never lost his hope. You know,
wow.
He was
many
hundred years. He constantly keep calling him, oh my son, oh my son,
beautiful.
Come towards the right path,
beautiful.
The path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
beautiful.
Never disappointed.
Mashallah.
Although he was, you know, his son was very rude towards him.
And this rudeness doesn't come within one day or two days, you know. It has a big, big history. But still, the hope is there. May Allah give us, you know, as a parents of 2022 and all these, you know, era, that
a small
inshallah.
Glimpse
of
that,
hope of prophets and Prophet Noah alayhi salam. Exactly.
Inshallah. I hope our dear listeners also enjoyed this beautiful discussion, especially the ahadith we discussed during this episode. If you have any question, comments, or any suggestion, you can write us at englishradio@irib.ir, and you can follow us on our social media, Call of Islam Radio, and you can visit our website, parstoday.com. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returns upon rest.